Today's Bible reading is from Mark verses... Today's reading is from Mark, and it's verses 15 to 20, and you will find it on page 1022 of the Bible. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and turned him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now, it was the custom at the feast to release a prisoner, whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. Knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again, they struck him on the head with a staff and spat on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Shall we pray? Father God, help us to understand you better today. May we know what Jesus did for us, not, Lord, because we deserved it, but indeed in spite of our own unworthiness. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And you might want everybody to keep that Bible reading open in front of you again on page 1022 in case you have closed it. We are going to go through that reading together. Theme of today. That is so unfair. That is so unfair.
Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and turned him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "Yes. It is as you say," Jesus replied. Chief priests accused him of many things.
The chief priests accused him of many things, but their accusations were all untrue. It's all lies. Everything that these chief priests say, it's all lies. It is completely untrue. Is that fair? No. That's so unfair. Boo to the people who did this.
So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now, it was the custom at the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead.
Pilate knew that it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. The chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. But Jesus was innocent. Jesus was innocent. Barabbas was guilty, and Pilate knew it. Is that fair? No, that is so unfair. Boo to the people like Pilate who do this.
What shall I do then with the one you call the King of the Jews? Pilate asked them. Crucify him, they shouted.
Crucify him, they shouted.
Why? What crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder. Crucify him! Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
So wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged, that means he was whipped, and he handed him over to be crucified. So Pilate sent Jesus to his death, even though he knew that Jesus was innocent. It was all untrue. Is that fair? No, that is so unfair. Boo to the people like Pilate who do this.
The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, Hail, King of the Jews! Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spat on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
So they put a purple robe on him, these soldiers. They twisted together a crown of thorns and they set it on him. Imagine a crown of thorns stuck down on his head. They began to call out to him, Hail, King of the Jews. And I don't think they mean it in a nice way. Again and again, they struck him on the head with a staff. That's a piece of wood. They spat on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. They pretended to worship him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. The soldiers treated Jesus unkindly. They bullied him. They humiliated him. Is that fair? No. That is so unfair. Boo to the people like these soldiers who do this. All these things then happened to Jesus. They're all so unfair. Boo to the people who do these things. That is so unfair. Here are some other unfair things, everybody. Jesus died on a cross. This we know. That's so unfair. Hurrah then for Jesus who did this. Jesus died in my place for the sins of the world. That is like so unfair. Hurrah then for Jesus who did this. It's all my fault. And that is so unfair. Boo to me, but hurrah to Jesus who did this. Jesus died to set me free. That is so unfair. Like, I deserve that. Hurrah then for Jesus who did this. Why should Jesus have died for you and for me, the innocent in the place of the guilty? That is so unfair. Hurrah then for Jesus who did this. You know what? God loves us. God loves us. He loves us so much that even though it was unfair to him, he did it anyway because he loves us. He just loves us. So Jesus died there on the cross for you and for me, even though that is very unfair. Hurrah for King Jesus who did this. Jesus, our coming King. What can we do to repay this King, this Jesus? What can we do? Well, nothing. Nothing can earn these things. God just did it anyway because he loves us, each and every one, no matter how bad we've been. And that, my friends, is so unfair. Unfair on him who paid the price. But we should all be very grateful that he's done it. Accept Jesus or you'll get what you deserve. Well, that would be fair. Hard to hear. We may not like it, but unfair it certainly isn't. So embrace the unfairness which Jesus gives to his people in Jesus Christ, something for us even better than fairness. We thank God for his act of holy unfairness, that Jesus died so that we don't have to. Because if God treated us fairly as our sins would deserve, then all of us would be in very big trouble. Thank God then that in Jesus Christ, our coming King, in Jesus Christ, he gives us what we don't deserve. The promise of new life, lived forever with him. God's wonderful act, a thing of great joy. God's supreme act in Jesus Christ, an act of holy unfairness. That's so unfair. You know what? He did it anyway. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you chose a people as your own before the creation of the world. And Father, we thank you that you treat us, those of us who follow you, not as our sins deserve, but as if we were Jesus himself, covered by his blood and clothed in his righteousness. Father, we thank you for setting us free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Loving hug. We think of the gifts that you provide for us all the year round, the fruits of the seasons and the abundance of good things. Please help us to enjoy what you've given to us, to be thankful and never take it for granted, and to make sure that everyone in our community has a fair share. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we can't help but think of things, particularly in the news at the moment, affecting us, the Brexit situation. So, Jesus, we pray for our Prime Minister, Theresa May. We pray that you will give her the confidence and the tenacity to work for what is best. We pray for the other politicians of our own country and the other countries in Europe to be able to discuss and work out what is the best thing to do for all the countries involved, and to end up with an agreeable solution that works. As we think of our politicians around the world, Jesus, please work in the lives of the politicians so that people are treated fairly in their lives and in their work, and that they have help when the disasters and tragedies happen, like there's people with the flooding and snow in California. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we think of people in authority and those people who generally look after our society and keep it working, our police, the fire people, the ambulance crews, our doctors, the health service, the staff in the hospitals, the workers in our shops, the leisure industry workers, they look after us when we go to enjoy ourselves. Jesus, take care of them. Give them your protection to be able to do their jobs well and to look after us. And especially in this busy time of year, help us to be mindful of them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And as we think of the health of our nation going into the winter, we especially think of our health service. Jesus, please help our health service staff to be able to look after all the people who become ill during the winter months, whether it's because of illnesses like flu.